Hey there, welcome back to God Music and News. And if you've watched the news lately, you may have noticed that they always go off with the sensational headline right at the top of the hour. And then it just keeps getting worse and worse from there. They just love telling us about all the bad things happening in the world. But you know, there is good and awesome things happening out there because we serve a good and awesome God. There is a song by a group called, I believe it's Seventh Time Down, called God is on the Move. And as we take in these headlines or we go about our day and we're stressed out and we go from one place to another, there are amazing miracles, signs, miracles, and wonders happening in the world. And that's because God is on the move. And that's because God is ever present with you and ever present on the job. So let's gather up some of these great stories and give God all the glory. Thus, your God News you can use. All right, I want to start in Florida today. And when it comes to the men and women in blue, once again, the sensational headline is the first thing you see, some of the negative, but there's so many good things happening out there, and there's just not enough airtime, not enough tape, if you will, to tout all the good things that police officers do. And in Florida in particular, with this story here, it's about an officer scaling up the side of an apartment building because he and his fellow officers had arrived at the scene of a fire before the fire trucks could get there. And the only way he was going to rescue that baby, the one that the mom was dangling a couple stories up, was to scale the balconies one at a time, risking his own life and safety. But that's exactly what he did. And as a matter of fact, there's a reporter talking about it, and she describes it much better than I, and I'll give you some of the audio as well. Right here at the beginning, you're actually going to hear some body cam audio from the very moment that this was going on.
Several brave police officers in Orlando, Florida, rushing to save an infant trapped in a burning apartment building. The baby's mother throwing her child into the safe arms of an officer who'd climbed up to the second floor balcony to rescue that family. Orange County Fire Rescue then helped the mother and grandmother down by ladder. Incredibly, no one was seriously injured.
You know what's really amazing is that the police officer actually took off his ballistic vest, I think they call it, and threw it on the ground because he knew it was going to hinder him climbing up to that balcony. But the camera was still on, and it captured the scene with him scaling one balcony after another, taking that baby in one arm, holding onto the balcony with the other. So the camera was facing upward. Of course, you got the audio to go with that, too. I think that's amazing. God's word today. Pretty amazing. John 15:13. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Reminds me of 9/11, where all these police officers and firefighters and first responders ran into the towers. They ran in knowing that they may never see their family again. They didn't run the opposite way or hang back and say somebody else is going to do this. No, they did their job that day. And no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. That was definitely exemplified on 9/11. And then we see it every day, in spurts here and there. But we see it indeed. Signs, miracles, and wonders. God has so many for us. And I'm so glad to be able to bring this story to you to highlight some of the good stuff happening out there. That's story number one of God News You Can Use today. Let's go into story number two. I know you're going to enjoy this one. It's about police officers once again. These are state troopers now coming out of Newark, Delaware. And this is a really sweet story. You see, there just happened to be a sweet little girl, 5-year-old Bailey, but she long ago, maybe when she's like 3 years old, fell in love with the state trooper that she met. She looked up to him with her big brown eyes, and she just knew that that guy was the guy she was going to idolize. They've been friends ever since, buddies, I would even say. And Bailey was about to turn 5 years old, so the family decided that the best kind of birthday party that she could have was one with her buddy there. Not only did the officer show up, but he brought a whole lot of other state troopers. There was a birthday cake. There was celebration. There was just a whole lot of fun. I love this story.
Her eyes just lit up when she met them, and they, as same, their eyes lit up, and she walked over to them, and they just had a conversation, and that's from there, friends.
Happy birthday to you.
But again, we're part of the community. That's why it's important that we recognize we're part of one big family, which is a community. So it's important that we make a difference in people's lives.
A friend till the end. I love that saying. And God's word says it much better. Proverbs 17:17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. A friend is a friend to the end indeed. You ever had anybody in your life who was sort of a fair-weathered friend? They just kind of came and went, or when you were going through something very difficult, they didn't stick by you? Oh, it's happened to me too. And sometimes that friend has been a family member, somebody I was very close to. And it was so sad and disheartening. And after some time, you kind of get used to the idea, and some of the disappointment and the hurt goes away, and it's replaced by, you see the bigger picture. Maybe there's a reason it was not meant to last. But this is a story about true friendship, about having a friend and being a friend at all times, and not being flaky, as the world says, but hanging in there through thick and thin. And I know little Bailey is never going to forget State Trooper Jones. He has left an indelible mark upon her life and her heart. And that's what happens when you're a true friend to somebody. That's a great one. And I have to laugh a little bit at the verse there. The brother is born for a time of adversity. I think about my two sons. When my youngest came along, my older son, who was three, was pretty jealous that we had the nerve to have another kid. And the boys got along for the most part when they were younger. And then as adolescents and teenagers, you know, they just kind of drifted apart. They'd play video games together, but like from afar, like in two separate rooms. It was kind of funny. And then many years went by before they finally started talking to each other. I was thinking as a mom, I'd have to do an intervention or something. But, you know, I just that verse sort of harkens me back to the early days of my kids. But today is all about the kids, because our story number three is actually about a 9-year-old. This one comes out of New Jersey today. His name is Robert, and there he was in his classroom. And he was trying to open a water bottle, but he couldn't get the top off. That ever happened when you've got that screw cap and it just kind of sticks and you're like, "Urgh." Well, he decided to do what he had always done, and here's Robert to tell you what happened next.
I was opening the bottle with my hand. I couldn't open it, so I used my teeth. The water squeezed it, pushed it, and then it went to my throat. I ran to the sink to see if I can get it out, but I couldn't, so I ran to the teacher.
That teacher, her name is Janice Jenkins, and she is a hero indeed, but she doesn't really look at herself that way.
I didn't really think. I just went into action. Afterwards, that was when it went kicked in. That's when everything was like, okay, that just happened.
With two thrusts, she dislodged the cap and saved his life.
The fact that he's okay, and he knows he's okay. You don't think that you're really gonna have to use it, but thank God that we all are trained.
Yeah, we always wonder if we're gonna have to use that training that we received. And in this case, we know that it was definitely valuable. And so is this amazing teacher, Miss Jenkins. God's word today from 1 Peter 4:10 says, "As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace." Her talent, her gift, was to be a teacher and to be in the right place at the right time, which makes Robert very happy, right?
Happy.
She makes you feel happy.
What a sweet kid. I hope you enjoyed your three stories today for God News You Can Use. Every Friday, three brand new stories, because God is on the move and good stuff is always happening. So I love to go find those for you. My name is Corey Reynolds, and would you like, follow, and share the good news you hear? We call it God News You Can Use, and that's what you're looking for when you're on Facebook, GodNewsYouCanUse.com. The podcast is on Spotify, Anchor, Apple, Google Podcasts, all over the place. Check it out, find it, share it with your friends. In these perilous times, dare I say, we need good news. We need more of it. And it's happening because God is good. He is faithful. And that's your God News You Can Use.